Hello.
Yes, hi, good evening, Mel. My name is Ernie. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random and your answers are going to be entirely confidential. Do you have a few minutes?
How can I help you?
Yes, we're conducting a survey.
I know, but I'm just going to give attitude.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you don't mind if I start reading you the question?
Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Mel. Now, do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female, okay, thank you. Now, keep in mind that I'm just reading verbatim, okay, Mel? What is the year of your birth? I'm sorry.
June 9th.
June 9th? Just a year.
Oh, sorry, 79.
79?
Correct.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me change it up. 7, 9. Okay. Now, are you registered to vote or are like many people, are you not registered to vote?
I don't care to vote.
But are you registered to vote?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, we vote and it goes out the door.
Completely understand. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
Latino, yes.
Okay, and that will be, that will be Mexican, Mexican-American, okay, let me go ahead and click on that. Now, what is your race? Is it white, black, African-American, American Indian, or last native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Well, Hispanic, but according to every birthright and everything they give you here, they don't give you none of that. All they do is give you white.
Okay, so do you want me to click on Hispanic or white?
Hispanic.
Hispanic? Okay, thank you so much. Let me go ahead and click on that here so we can go to the next question. Okay, now in general, do you feel that negative, I'm sorry, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The first one, the future or the country?
Negative.
Negative. What about your own future?
I mean, if I'm still living here in the U.S., it may not be negative.
Negative, okay. The future or the planet?
Definitely negative.
Thank you so much. Now, how much power do you feel that young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that young women have no power at all, and 10 means that young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community. How will you scale that from 0 to 10?
As an individual, you have 0, but you have power in numbers, so it's more depending if it's individually, mm-hmm. I'll be 0.
A 0? Okay, thank you. Now, of the following issues, which 3 do you think are most important to young women in the U.S. today? The first one, gun violence. Number 2, mental health, climate change, racism and discrimination, student loans, healthcare, education, national security, economic and cost of living, abortion access, crime, and immigration. Which 3?
I mean, it's more like there's not listed there, but
okay.
I guess I will go with crime.
Crime, okay. You can pick 2 more if you want, or you can just choose that one.
Crime, the main one.
Okay, thank you so much. No, okay, so it says you got to select 3. Now it's not going to let me go further. I have education,
okay.
Healthcare, student loans, climate change, gun violence.
Gun violence.
Okay, 1 more.
Oh, I don't remember the other one.
Yeah, sure. Mental health, climate change, racism and discrimination.
Mental health.
Mental health, okay. Let me go ahead and click on this here. Okay. Now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize more, I mean the most? Is it economic security and financial independence, having or caring for children, advancing in your career, improving or maintaining physical health, improving or maintaining mental health, your education, caring for senior family members, work-life balance, contributing to positive change in your community, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, or hobbies and free time activities? Which 3?
Well, you don't have it listed, but you could say taking care of the elderly.
Okay.
It's not elderly that I take care of, but it's family.
okay.
For our elder.
Absolutely. Two more?
It'll be also getting up the ladder when it comes to career.
Career, okay. One more?
Yes. It will be also, yeah, health.
Health, okay. Economic, caring, improving. Okay, here it goes. So improving or maintaining physical health or improving, right, maintaining mental health? Which one?
Well, with the way the world is going pathetic, I'll go with mental.
Mental, okay. Thank you so much. Now, which of the following traits are the most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. The first one, being young, your role and relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, your profession, being American, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, being a woman, your personality, your sexual orientation, your hobbies or interests, your spiritual religious belief. Which three?
Spiritual belief.
Mm-hmm.
It will also be the role.
Okay.
And it would be not personality. Yeah, I guess, you know what, personality.
Personality, okay, thank you so much. Now, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two or the following.
Agitation.
Okay, and
you
I have
agitation and annoyance. Agitation, annoyance, frustration.
Okay.
All the negative.
Okay, so I have pride, hope, dread, happiness, disappointment, sadness.
Disappointment, sadness.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll select two. Okay, there you go. Okay. Now, which of the following statement comes closest to your own opinion? The first one, statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively how to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one?
Too bad there's not a D. Because, in order for there to be change, there has to be change from the bottom up. And political is just, it's corrupted from the bottom up. So I'm going to choose to try to see that maybe there's hope. But honestly, the way the candidate is right now and everybody who's a politician at the moment, they're really not doing their job.
Okay.
You know, yeah, and I'm talking even governors here locally. So anything from governors, mayors, they're all sucking in their job.
Okay.
And we don't even have a right for voting only for the governor and the mayor and the and all that. But when it comes to presidency, when it comes to all that, we have no say. So I don't know what it is that I'm supposed to put, because really I have no hope that they actually would do their job right.
Okay. Now, if you had to choose today, which statement will you choose the most? The third one, okay. Now,
yes.
What factor are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. The first one, too many old white men power, not enough people getting involved to make our voice heard, divisions and gridlock between political parties, power-hungry politicians seeking control, corporate money has too much influence, systematic racism, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, and the last will be the two-party system, and none of the above, I'm sorry.
There's not a last one, it's all the above except for none of the above.
Yeah, I don't have that option, I'm sorry.
It's literally all of the above. It's they are too old, they're out of touch and understanding what really is going on.
Okay.
Corporate companies are affecting everything that's going on. They do have a power play because you got these white folks going up in there. You know what? They don't even have to be white. Politicians in general are going up in there. They're promising all sorts of things. They come with a good heart. Once they get over there, they get corrupted. Why? Because the corporate companies come in and the corporate companies turn around and say, you know what? I got some money in your pocket. Put this money in your pocket and then you sway it to our direction. And what happens? They get swayed.
Wow. Okay. So which one do you want me to pick out of all of this?
Too bad it's not politicians, but corporate companies have too much sway.
Okay. Two more?
Politicians are out of base. They forgot exactly where they came from. If they honestly, even the majority of them, they didn't even know where poverty comes from. They didn't even know what that tastes like.
Okay.
And the third one will probably be, there's not too many, they're too old already in office. I understand that you need to have some sort of education to get to that level, but okay. It's gotten to the point that maybe they're so out of touch because it's no longer their generation.
So these are the ones that I choose, that you told me to choose. Too many old white men in power, not enough people getting involved to make their voices heard. And the last one, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Is that okay for you?
Okay, remove the second one and put corporate companies have way too much power.
Okay. So
I know you did say that, yes.
Corporate money has too much influence. Is that the one?
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. Now, how much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The first one, the Congress.
None.
Would that be a little or not at all?
None. Zero. Nothing.
Okay. Ballot initiate, and I propose like laws that the public vote
nope.
on directly.
We all saw what DeSantis is doing right now. What Texas here is doing right now at the moment. So they're pretty stuck in right now at the moment.
Okay. So would that be a little or not at all?
None at all.
Okay. Community organizations like nonprofits and grassroots coalitions.
None, because we all know that they're not actually nonprofit. They're actually pocketing the money in their pockets, and they've been proof towards that, so that's a bunch of lies.
Okay, so would that be a little or not at all?
None at all.
Okay, what about your state government?
Worse, zero.
Okay, so a little or not at all?
None at all, especially because he's trying to shave off the people's heads with the stupid bowie that he has out there.
Okay, and what about the Supreme Court?
Menos, the least amount.
Okay, now your city government.
Nope.
What about President Biden?
He's too old. The guy is actually fumbling through things.
Okay, so do you think that will be a lot, somewhat, a little?
Okay, you know what? Second to the last.
Okay.
Second to the last.
A little, okay. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, and et cetera. The first one.
Okay, it doesn't matter which one you say.
Mm-hmm.
I will do none of it because it doesn't matter. It's been proven that even when you try to have a voice, they will lock you up and you lose your job because you're being locked up for a false reason.
Oh, wow.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's been just because somebody was preaching the Bible to try to help some people. They locked him up, even though he had every right because public opinion, he has every right. Well, they were against him, so they locked him up for a whole week to two. He almost lost his job because everybody knows that he has the right to speech, and yet they locked him up for that. He did not give hate speech or anything, and it's going on everywhere around the U.S. It doesn't matter. If you have a voice, you have to shut it up anyway. So it doesn't matter if it's a politician, governor, it doesn't matter. As long as it's a politician of some kind, you cannot raise your opinion to them on any of the matter.
Okay,
so it doesn't matter which one whether it be violence, whether it be sexual assault, whether it be for birth control, whether it be for immigration, whether it be for whatever it is. I would do zero because it doesn't matter what you do. You honestly, with the way it is done here in the government, like here in the U.S., you literally have no voice.
So let me ask you, so for this part, you want me to put not all motivating to all of them? It's four questions. So can I read them to you and then you just tell me the answer?
No, just put no motivating because let's be honest.
Okay.
You don't have a say.
Okay. Now, how likely are you to participate in the following? The first one, boycotting a company. Are you very likely to participate? Somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all?
To participate in what?
Boycotting.
Boycotting.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't participate simply because people have done that and they end up getting in jailed or they've been sprayed in the face or they've been hit. Police officers nowadays, I think they have every right to go up against people just because they're boycotting. So.
Okay, so would that be not very likely or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, the next one, attending a protest.
Again, racism is high here in the U.S. You can't say anything. One person said it, and they knocked them down, and they literally put them in jail. I mean, when the Trump went into office, how many people ended up that are Mexican? They ended up in, you know, in the hospital almost dying because people were beating them down for their culture. And the same thing has happened to every other culture, to Asians, to Blacks, to even some white people nowadays. So, where do we have a say?
Okay, so would that be not very likely or not at all?
It's not fair because it's not justice in the way I'm supposed to answer, because it's really that America has stripped our voices.
Okay.
And that's not there.
Okay.
It's not that I won't do it, it's that they don't let us do it.
Okay. And the next one would be volunteer for an advocacy organization. Do you think that would make you participate very lightly? Somewhat lightly, not very lightly, or not at all?
I would not recommend, I would not do it. Look at what happens with Black Lives Matter. It turned out that they turn around, that they started off really good and everything, then at the very end they took over and they actually made it corrupted from the inside. So it doesn't matter which organization you start. It started off really good, just like any politician. Then at the end it should get corrupted because they get a little bit of attention and that's enough for corruption. Look at, I mean, they did peaceful protesting, then at the end what happened? They started robbing people.
Okay.
So I don't even believe in these kind of associations either when it comes to the human rights or anything. They're all bullshitters.
Okay. Now, will you want me to click on not very lightly or not at all?
Not likely. Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, the next one, signing a petition.
Nope.
Would that be not very lightly or
not at all?
Not
likely at all.
Okay.
I have signed petitions, but petitions mean nothing.
Okay, the next one, contacting or attending an event with your elected representative. Would that be not very lightly or not at all?
I've done it, but they do shit, so it doesn't matter. It goes out the door.
Okay.
Not likely. They did that on purpose.
Oh, okay. Not likely. The next one, sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media.
You can't do that. You get knocked down. So no.
Okay.
You keep your mouth shut.
So would that be not very likely or not at all?
Not likely. Not at all.
Okay. And the last one, voting and elections. Does that make you participate very lightly, somewhat lightly?
Nope.
Not at all. Okay. Thank you so much. And thank you for helping me. This is the last part of the survey. I know your time is very valuable. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are the barriers that people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describes why you may not have voted in previous election? You may choose up to three. The first one, your mail and the ballot didn't arrive on time. Number two, you didn't know how or when to vote or register. Number three, the candidates didn't represent your values. Number four, inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off locations. Number five, voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Number six, you did not have time to vote. Number seven, there was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Number eight, you didn't know enough about the candidates. Number nine, you didn't think your vote would be counted properly. And number 10, none of the above because you always vote. And number 11, none of the above because you face other obstacles.
Okay, out of all of them, only two of them stood out, which means that politicians, they didn't stand up to my beliefs.
Okay,
so they didn't live up to it. The other one was, I forgot, I think it was the third one.
Okay, so I have your mail and the ballot. You didn't know how or when to vote. Okay, that one?
Go on. No, go on. The next one?
You didn't know how or when to vote or register?
Nope,
okay.
Not that one either.
The candidates didn't represent your values?
That one.
Okay, inconvenience like long lines, distance, polling,
nope.
Or ballot. Okay, voting doesn't change things that matter to you.
That one.
Okay.
Yeah, doesn't change.
Okay, and the other one was you did not have time to vote.
Well, nowadays they don't give you time because you're always working.
Okay.
I mean, you work like a dog and you still don't make enough money, so I say they didn't have time.
Okay, and the next one was there was an intimidated presence at your polling place.
Nope, don't care about intimidation.
Okay, now you didn't know enough about the candidates?
No, candidates hide their true colors. They're like snakes.
Okay, and the last one, you didn't think your vote would be counted properly.
When was it counted properly to begin with? So let's go with no time. that they did not have my right to leave, and what was the, I forgot the third one, but you said it.
The candidates didn't represent your values.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for each, this is the last part of the survey. Again, thank you so much for staying on the line with me. This means a lot to me and the company. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, and et cetera. The first one, the U Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers. Now, like the state plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half for $0 for the minimum wage earners. And insurance balance don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Will that make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
I'll go in the middle, a little.
A little?
Okay, a little more.
The next one, the Biden administration has spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainable sustainability and equity for low-income
communities. Most likely.
Okay, so would that be engaged a lot more? A little?
Yes, a lot more. A lot
okay.
more.
And the last one, we've seen how working people rise up in unions to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective powers so that working people can thrive. Will that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more?
Yes, engage a lot more.
A lot more. Okay,
engage a lot more.
Now, where are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose up to two. The first one, news or information articles online, international news outlets, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, podcasts, national TV news station, local news TV stations, Instagram, or Twitter.
Okay, pick one.
You can pick two.
It'll probably be somewhere between, like, it has to be like TikTok. They're more updated and versatile than when it comes to any news media because they're blocked.
Okay.
And it'll probably be probably like Twitter's old.
Okay.
Instagram.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, they'll be more updated than any other.
Okay. Now, thinking about the content you consume online, which topic do you seek out the most? You can choose up to two. The first one, news, current events, music, science, technology, humor, memes, sports, hobbies, tips or hacks, healthy beauty and self-care, government politics, shows, movies, business, finance, or other?
Other and current events.
Current events. Okay, give me 1 second. Here it goes. Okay, and when you say other, which one would that mean? I will have to type that in.
Okay, it's because I don't go into politics.
Okay.
Even though.
Well, we do have music. We got music, science, technology, humor, me, sports, hobbies.
You know what? Science. I am into, I check into a lot of science.
Oh, that's sweet. I love that too, ma'am. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College.
College? Would that be
associate,
some college
yeah.
or graduate?
Associate.
Okay. Now, do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay?
Heterosexual.
Okay. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated?
Not married.
I'm sorry?
Not married.
Unmarried. Okay. Now, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No? Okay. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Neither. None.
Okay, so which one should I choose? Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
You're probably going to have to skip it because there's literally none of them.
Okay, in order for me to skip on it, I got to click on one
of
the three.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I can go to the next question.
Republicans are too constrictive.
Okay, so remember, Democrats is one party.
Liberals are two out there.
And independent.
I'm trying to decide which are the best or the best. Because, I mean, like, liberals are two out there. They're not really in the, I mean, they're like, They're like lost in the mind, don't know what they want. Okay. You got Republicans who are too old school, and you got Democrats who tend to be too lenient, saying that they're for the poor, but then they strip too much from the rich. They don't know how to really balance themselves. None of them balance themselves.
Okay.
But if I had a pick, I would go Democrat.
Democrat? Okay, that's fine. Now, do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong.
Okay. Now, how would you describe your employment status right now? Are you working full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-home parent, or a student?
Full-time.
Full-time, okay. Now, from who did you vote in 2020 January elections for president?
Did not. You
did not vote, okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Now, last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. The first one, less than $24,999, $25,000 to $34,999, $35,000 to $44,999, $45,000 to $54,999, $55,000 to... Okay, this one. Okay, so that was the last question of my survey tonight. I want to thank you so much for your patience helping me out tonight. It means a lot to me and the company, and I hope you have a wonderful week and a great night.
One quick question. What is the purpose of the survey?
Well, actually, we're just reaching out to random people just to see their opinion about the subject that we're speaking on. And after that, they just gather all the information. I really don't have information to give out, like what they do or.
Much for the politics.
I would say something like that. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it is. It's for the politics. It's to really, like, it's like another way of doing census. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So they can know where the Americans are really stating at, if they really go for the government or not.
They just want to see where you guys are standing at. Is that what you're saying?
It's more like they're trying to see how they could control us even further.
Oh. No, but we're calling everywhere, not just in Florida.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
But I do want to thank you for taking my call today. You did help me a lot.
No problem.
And you did have, patience on the questions, and I appreciate that, ma'am. I really do.
Have a good night.
You too, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.